How's it going?
No question.
It seemed like more than a year ago that, you know, you were coming out of college and waiting for this process to where you are now?
It seems like it flew by, especially after the season went by. It went by so fast. And going into the off season, you know, it seems like you have a lot of time off, but it really, you know, everything just keeps moving and it moves fastly. But things have slowed down a lot since a year ago from today. But I'm just happy to be back.
You got any sense about how good this team can be, or is it a little too early for you?
You know, we still have guys who are going to come in. You have rookies who are going to come in, and you know, there's the reality of it is there's 90 people in the locker room, and you know, there's only going to be 53. Come the season time, so it's a little early to tell, but I think everybody's mindset is right, and everybody knows, you know, what the goal is and what to expect from us this year.
Odell, Victor said something like, did you hear that? He keeps hearing, I guess, how productive the two of you should be. He's going to jump off the building or something. Are you aware of the expectation?
I think it was kind of something that we both expected last year, and everybody for that matter expected, you know. Nobody comes into this and doesn't want to be the best at what they do. And I think that goes for any profession. You want to be the best at what you do, so you're going to set the goals as high as possible, and you're going to go for them.
Odell, when you look back at your film from last year, what do you want to really focus on improving despite the fact that you had such a good year?
A lot of the unnecessary stuff, taking your helmet off, doing anything to draw more attention than what is necessary is stuff that I definitely need to work on myself, but it's just so hard. Sometimes, you know, when you're so passionate about something, it's hard to control your emotions. So I think the biggest thing for me this year is just controlling my emotions and doing whatever we need to do to win.
You talk about taking your helmet off. I know you took it off one time in frustration. Is it that or just the celebratory stuff?
No, it was in frustration, but that goes along with controlling your emotions. You know, you're not going to get every call, and not everything's going to go your way, and that's football, and it comes with it. So just learning how to stay as composed as possible.
How fine a line is that to walk? Is how much does that help you be the player you are, and how do you plan on doing that if that's the case?
It's a tough line not to cross. You know, sometimes when you care so much about something, it gets the best of you. So I think it's just a learning process. You know, I was still young, very young, and I think it comes with age and time.
Has anyone given you advice on how to do that or the best way to go about it?
Not really. You know, I've had my coaches tell me, you know, you can't do that type of thing, which is, you know, well, obviously, no, you definitely can't do that, and it's not a good look on your behalf, but it happened, and you learn and you grow from it.
Odell, I think you've mentioned at least months ago about how tough it was for Victor. You knew he was away and he wasn't here. Have you gotten a sense, whether it's Duke or these last couple of days, of how much it means to him to be back with you guys?
I know it's definitely a good feeling for him. It's the same as when I was out and he was telling me just stay patient and, you know, whatever it is, just keep working on something else, whatever you can't work on. I know how hard it is to have to watch, you know, your buddies, your peers, be able to do something and you're not ready to do it. And being a competitor and an athlete, you want to push yourself. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for you and your body and make sure that, you know, when he comes back, he's full go. Kind of the same thing that he was telling me, just stay patient and don't try and push it, you know, if it's not ready. And I'm definitely looking forward to seeing him back out there.
How much better having him back out there, or how much easier would that make life on you?
It's going to be, you know, a lot easier. You can't do the things that I think this was said last year. You know, you can't really do the things that you would usually do, whether it's putting a safety over the top or things like that, because you have, you know, Vic and Ruben who are both guys who are going to be successful at what they do. You know, you put them one-on-one, I trust them to win one-on-one 99.9% of the time. You know, it's just, it is what it is. I would put them against anybody, and that's just that's our mindset.
Are you the type of guy who likes to get away from football for a little while during the offseason, or are you kind of itching to be back here?
It's tough to say. You know, it's you have to do what's right for your body. You know, you can't play football 365 days of the year. Otherwise, 366 may not be the best one. You know, you can't put yourself through it all year round. You have to actually take time off and let your body recover. It's just, you know, the nature of your body.
What's this offseason been like for you? You obviously had opportunities to do different things maybe that you probably never dreamed of or never thought you were going to be able to do.
No, it's been everything that I could have ever imagined, ever dreamed of. And it's what you work for. You know, you work for those opportunities and to be able to do the things that I've been able to do and meet the people that I've been able to meet. It's really all just such a blessing to me.
What's the one that sticks out to you most?
I don't know. I got to meet one of my childhood idols since I could ever remember, and a guy who I watched probably since I was 4 or 5 years old. You know, David Beckham was it was a pretty surreal moment for me meeting a guy who I clowned about being a relative for the longest time. So there's so many things that have gone on. It's just been it's all been, you know, so much and a lot of fun. But I'm just, you know, happy to be back here with my teammates and, you know, kind of get back in the football swing and as we kick off towards the season.
When so many people are telling you you're doing so well, is it hard to keep your head screwed on?
No, not really, because I remember the same people telling me, you know, when I was hurt and everything else, I remember the flip side, and that's always been my motivation. That's always been my drive, and it sucks to say that, you know, you have to go through something so hard to push you to get to where you're at, but that's just always been the case for me.
He's obviously a worldwide superstar, David Beckham. Did he have any advice for you or carry on family name?
Not really any advice, you know. It's just a lot to live up to. You know, you have a legend like that, a guy who's obviously known well worldwide. And like I said, he just told me, you know, you have to keep the legacy going.
How much do you think he was aware of you and, you know, what kind of player you were? And obviously, you're aware of everything he's done. How about vice versa?
No, he's told me he's watched me, you know, throughout the season. He catches bits and pieces of it. You know, he's in London or LA or wherever he's at. I know he's busy, so he said he knows a lot about me and he's been watching me for a while, and you know, like I said, just keep up the family name.
What were the circumstances? How did you get to meet him?
It was a dinner that I went to. It was some Burberry event, and I went to it and I heard that he was going to be there. I'd been trying to meet him for the longest time, and you know, like a little kid again, you know, you're just kind of excited. I told you I've been trying to meet him maybe since I was 5 or 6 years old. So it was definitely a lot of fun for me.
And when was this?
This was recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, a week ago, something like that, right before we reported back.
Now that you won't be able to sneak up on the league this year, what are your expectations for yourself and how teams are going to target you?
I don't just game plan and whatever they throw at you, just you know, roll with it. It's going to be hard for teams, you know, game plan just against me when you have all these other weapons that we have here on offense. You know, you added a guy, Shane Vereen, and you got Rashad coming back, Andre, who everybody's going to put their best foot forward. So I don't think it's going to be easy to game plan around me when you have all these other weapons that are around.
You mentioned controlling your emotions. Obviously, other teams saw the helmet come off and things like that. Do you think you're going to get a lot of teams trying to test you on that? Maybe throw a little extra shove here or there to cover your game?
I know it happened a lot towards the back end of the season, the Philly game, St. Louis game, and it's just something that, you know, obviously we've seen it. We have guys who are here that are going to have your back, and that's always the mindset. Anybody, you could be a guy who just came in yesterday, and you put on the same jersey as me, and I'm gonna go to war with you, and I'm gonna have your back. So, I think that's just a mentality that, you know, in this football, in this game, that is just in our nature.
Odell, do you think, even though it's April and these workouts just started, you know, it's your second year in the league, all of you guys have now been in this offense, and you look at the skilled players around you that you just noted. Do you think about how explosive you guys could be offensively?
I think about it all the time, and it's still my first year. You know, I got what, 4 preseason games and another 4 regular season games, and then we can call it year 2. And I think about it all the time when I was thinking about we picked up Shane Vereen, and it's just a guy who, you know, situations like last year, you know, if stuff breaks down, it's 3rd and 5, and he's coming out the backfield, he catches the ball, and he can make something shake and, you know, get a first down, keep the drive going. You got guys who I know, Rashad, who wasn't all the way healthy last year, and he's coming back healthy and full tilt. I just know that there's a lot of guys itching, and obviously the mindset is always to win, so I know that everybody in here wants to win.
What are you doing or will you do differently in terms of your preparation heading into training camp this year as opposed to last year?
Just making sure your body's right, making sure that I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned is just making sure that you have everything that you need to step on the field and be fully warmed up, going through those extra 5-10 minutes of warming up, or the little exercises, the little tedious stuff that it's very aggravating doing, but you have to do it to keep your body right. So I think the biggest thing is, for me, just making sure that my body's right and it's ready to go.
Is that hamstring something you still keep an eye on, or is it
it's it's always anybody who you can ask any track guy and anybody who's had any kind of soft tissue injury. You always worry about it. You know, it's just something that's natural for you to do. It's not a good feeling having, and you feeling like you can't go full speed. So it's always in the back of my mind. But I'm definitely a lot healthier this year than last year, I would say.
Do